Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm here with Rick Grazel, who is one of the owners of the Greenhouse Tea Room. It's a turn of the century inspired tea house, offering tea, food, and a really unique environment on the south side of Bethlehem. Rick, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. What inspired you to open a tea house in Bethlehem?
Well, I have to give the credit to my mother and my daughters.
It's a good place to give credit.
Yeah, it is. I was looking for something to do with I bought the building for an investment back in 2021. It was a six-unit apartment building, but as I was kind of redoing the restoration of the outside, I just kind of fell in love with the building. You know, and I that's what I like to do. I like to fix old things up. I like to restore things. And one of my tenants had moved out on the first floor. And when I got in the apartment, there was just something that we wanted to do other than apartments. You know, just didn't have a business model. So I had a remodeling business going, and I was busy doing other things. So it was just kind of took a back seat. But as fate would have it, my mom was taking my daughters to tea for their birthdays. They've done it several years. And that particular year, they were like, "Dad, why don't you come with us? You'd like it. You'd have a good time." And I said, "You know what? Sure, I'll go." And they were right. I did. I had a wonderful time. And it stuck in my head. I didn't have the epiphany at that time. But, you know, the following weeks, being back in the building and looking around, you know, I was thinking, huh, a tea room. Yeah, that would work, and that's the perfect business for this building, you know. And that was a way for me to do the restoration, and also for the public then to come in to see the work. You know, it was kind of a twofold situation that I wanted to work with, and you know, it worked. And it was a big project, and I wanted a partner for it, and a friend of mine that I worked with for many years, and James Wheeler, you know, he loved the building also. And, you know, I presented him with the idea. You know, we always talked about opening businesses here. You know, we had a lot of great ideas, right, through the years.
Tea Room was a new one, right?
Yeah, that was not on the radar. But, you know, it popped up and it felt right. It turned into more of a vision than an idea. I'm like, "Hey, what do you think? You know, let's do a tea room here." And he was like, "A tea room? Huh." You know, and he thought about it. It didn't take him long. And he's like, "I'm in." So,
and what's that? When you talk about a vision, what's that vision that you hope to accomplish with the tea room?
Well, I think we're accomplishing it, right? You know, step one, the first vision was the restoration and just restoring it back to as much as the original footprint as I can. I still have some apartments upstairs, so there's still a little bit of privacy for the main staircase that I have. You know, so that was the first step in it. And the second, it was to have people come in to enjoy it. And, you know, they are coming in. So, you know, that feels like it's, you know, I don't feel like it's completely yet, you know, because I want, you know, more people, and, you know, we want to be successful at it, you know. So we're just kind of in the early stages of that.
And what kind of vibe are you hoping to create in the tea room?
You know, when I would think tea room, you know, my idea was a more of a, for some where ladies would gather, right? You know, more kind of feel like your grandmother's house, okay? If that makes
kind
sense.
Kind of warm, comfortable.
Yeah, right? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but just that it wasn't something that men or maybe young people would gravitate towards, you know? So we kind of designed the feel more of like a Great Gatsby, roaring 20s feel to the home. So it's very upbeat vibe. You know, it's for all ages and all genders. It's fun when men come in and I'm asking them, "Oh, have you been to tea before?" And they say, "No, this is my first time." And they're like, "And I love it," you know, because you don't know where it's going to go, right? And they're like, "This is great. This is fantastic. This is amazing. The place," you know, because, you know, the men love the architecture and the design and things like that. It's kind of simple elegance. It's not cluttered, but there's always something to look at.
I think there's a comment on your website from someone that says, even my big tough guy boyfriend enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Right?
We do get that, a lot. So, or when the ladies come in for their gatherings, they're like, I got to bring my husband back here. He would love this.
Yeah.
So, I love hearing that. Like I said, we did it really for everybody.
Let's talk a little bit about the tea and food. What type of teas do you offer? How are they brewed? How are they served?
Yeah, they are craft teas that we serve. We use a tea purveyor down in Bucks County, and they are fantastic, fantastic. I never had anything like these teas that we have. It's traditional afternoon tea, so you get the three-tier plates. The lower tiers are the finger sandwiches. We have four kinds of those. We do change them out kind of seasonally a little bit. And then the next two tiers are our pastries, and all the food is, homemade, whether it's made in our kitchen or we have, people that we know through the years that provide us with the food also.
And that's the kind of traditional tea, like you said, the finger sandwiches and the pastries is kind of things that are complementary to the various teas you have, correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we don't have many teas. Some places will have 150 different teas. We have maybe 10. But we try to cover all the bases. We have our green teas and our black teas, and you have decaffeinated options, and we have some herbal teas and things like that. So there's definitely something for everyone's palate, I feel.
And the opportunity maybe to explore something you haven't tried before in addition to some of the more commonplace ones.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
And you say you do food service on site, some of it?
Yeah. Yeah. Most of it. Everything's prepared fresh daily. As far as the sandwiches go, everything's made that day.
And what kind of sandwiches?
Right now we have, of course, the cucumber dill sandwich. That's kind of a tea staple. We have a curried egg salad. We have a smoked salmon. And we have a ham, gouda, and pear sandwich right now. It's actually smoked ham, and that's delicious. That's a big hit right now.
A little hint of sweetness from the pear, too.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Very good, very good. Then we also had a Wardoff chicken salad that we had for the summer, and we'll probably bring that back again.
Nice. And what kind of pastry selections?
Yeah, the pastries. We have an almond shortbread, which is fantastic with all our teas. We have cheesecakes that are kind of seasonal. Right now we have an apple crunch and a pumpkin swirl cheesecake. They're kind of cupcake size. They're also homemade from somebody that we've done a long time and has been in the business a long time. And we have some macarons that my daughter actually bakes every Tuesday. And so they're fantastic. We have different flavors. She kind of switches them up. We have a chocolate torte and some chocolate-covered strawberries, and our manager, Sarah, makes the scones. They're very good. People really comment on the scones.
Did your daughter realize she'd be called into service?
She did not. She did not, but she definitely has the touch to make those delicate pastries, and they're very good.
And it seems like the type of place that can really foster connection, is meant to stimulate conversation or even foster community. Is that one of the things you're looking to accomplish with this?
It is. It is. I grew up in Bethlehem, and I love being a part of the community. We've had some members from the Bethlehem Historical Society in recently, and I'm going to be donating something for their auction, I think Saturday, December 6th, that's coming up. So they're very excited about our space, and they love it. And they want to help promote it, and we just joined a chamber. They're helping us out too, and it's just fun being a part of it. People, we get local, the neighborhood loves it. It's a nice business in there. Clientele's fantastic, so and we close it early at 4, so there's no impact to the neighborhood other than good business.
Well, in fact, your hours are, like you said, you close at 4, you open at
11:30 is our first seating, yeah.
Okay. And yeah. You're reservation only, right? No walk-in, or do you take walk-ins?
We try not to turn anybody away.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But it'd be good to make a reservation call first, please, right?
It is, yeah. It does help because we do prepare the food for the party coming in, for the guests coming in. So if you walk in, if we have the room and you have time to wait for us to prepare the food, we can definitely accommodate you, yeah.
And you're only a couple blocks from Lehigh, too, right?
We are.
And have you seen Lehigh students and parents come yet, or is that part of the plan too?
We have. We've had professors from Lehigh come, students come. We just had some people that were out of town here to tour Lehigh for a possible school, and they needed something to fill their time, and they found us, and it's fantastic. I mean, and that is an audience I would like to reach. We have two schools, great schools in the area, Moravian and Lehigh, and you have two freshman classes coming in every year, and parents coming to visit their daughters, and, something to do, and, I think we're a good fit for that.
And have a unique experience while they're at it, right?
Yeah, correct.
And then it sounds like the sort of place that'd be suitable for a social event, a gathering of friends, or a business event. Is that true also?
Yeah. And, we're a smaller event. I mean, our whole restaurant could seat up to 40 people, but, we're divided into three different dining rooms, the original parlor of the house, the original dining room of the house, and the original reception hall. But our green room, which was the original dining room, can hold up to 20 people at a time. So we have had a few speaking events there, and, we have a couple more in the future, and some bridal showers, and tea with the bride is always a nice thing that people want to do. So, hopefully we can fill that.
Seems like a great venue for that. And where can people find you on website and social?
Yeah, we are the Greenhouse Tea Room, and that is our website name. We are on Instagram and Facebook, awesome. Also under the Greenhouse Tea Room.
That sounds great. Well, Rick, thanks for joining us here at WDIY, making the five-minute walk from your place up to our studio.
Yeah, you're welcome. One thing I would just like to add to, for people wondering, the name the Greenhouse Tea Room comes from the original owner of the house. His name was Charles H. Green, and he built a place in 1905, and he did not work for the Bethlehem Steel. Everybody, I think, assumes that. He owned a plumbing supply company down on Wyandotte. So that is where we get the name from, and we have the original dining room is the Green Room, and that's also in his dedicated to his name.
So come for the tea, come for the food, and come for the history.
You got it. Thank you.
Thanks again, Rick. And I'm Mike Dravenstadt. This is The Inside Dish.